on Hard Facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria. Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigerians, especially these who are called to supremacists in Nigeria. They still be among Nigerians than you and
I. We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunnesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio. Yewande Sadiku. Yewande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talked to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Eniolua Aboyeji.
We talked to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show. Don't so be clean.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofo.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the port.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
Do you want to ask Kola Abiola? We're continuing our democracy series here on Hard Facts. Basically, we're talking to different Nigerians about the state of democracy today. What's working, what's not working, what they hope democracy will look like in the future as we approach 2023. Which brings me to our big hard fact today. The Fourth Republic has lasted longer than all previous republics combined. So we've had uninterrupted civilian government at all levels for 22 years. Chukwudi always loves to say that. Now, as we look ahead to the next 22 years, it's good to take a look at where we've come from, where we are, and what should come next. And joining us is somebody whose family legacy is tied to Democracy Day itself. We're streaming live on Facebook, by the way, so you can watch this interview on Facebook and on YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. And of course, if you get out of your car or your house and you're like, oh my God, I'm missing this interview, you can listen again on any of the podcast streaming platforms that you like. Or you can just keep listening. Go to www.nigeriainfo.fm to keep listening. Because joining us on the show today is somebody whose father was the late Chief MKO Abiola, GCFR. He was the only man ever elected president in the Third Republic. On June 12th this year, he organized a symposium with the theme, This Thing Called Democracy. Kola Abiola, welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you for having me.
And Lagos, we want to hear from you as well. Remember, I'm asking what you would like to ask Kola Abiola. What questions you have for him? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Now, I have to ask the very obvious question, right? What does June 12th mean to you and your family?
Thank you. June 12th means that Nigeria, despite its diversity and different interest groups, can still speak in one voice. They spoke in one voice on that day, irrespective of religion, irrespective of tongue, irrespective of ethnic differences. And it gives me a lot of hope to believe that if the right opportunity comes, I can still speak in one voice again. That's number one. Number two, for once, we spoke in one voice. We voted for who we believed in can actually changed Nigeria, and we paid the price for that today. I mean, if things were any better from that day to date, then maybe there was something wrong with that date, but it hasn't gotten any better. Our politics hasn't changed. If not, I dare say it's even got worse. Okay. But so for the family also, on a personal note, it was the day that Nigeria came together and said thank you to MKO. He's a man of many parts. He's a man that has touched the lives of so many people across different regions, Nigerians across the world. And for once, they said, thank you for everything you've done.
There are people who are 22 years old who did not experience MKO.
Yeah, for sure.
So for people like that, when you say to them, they came to this man, Nigeria came to say thank you, what does that mean exactly?
Well, it goes to show them, it hopefully gives them faith in the democratic process.
Okay.
To see that it's been done right once before and that it could be done right again. For the 22-year-olds back then, it's safe to assume they don't know much about MKO. It's safe to say that because we don't even teach history in our schools any longer.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the line, somebody they know somewhere would have been touched by the man.
Hmm.
And I think that would help to understand who they are. It was very obvious that they don't know from the riots, from the Unilag rechristening, which was the wrong thing to do in the first place.
Okay.
But you can tell that the only current is what they read today. But we're hoping that can be rekindled again with why you were meant to be on the air on two Saturdays ago, the Tribe Nigeria platform. And let's get talking again, and let's see maybe they can learn some things from that period.
It's a good thing you talked about two Saturdays ago. So you had a symposium, and you chose as the theme for that event this thing called democracy.
Right.
What did you mean by that?
Well, democracy, the way we envisaged it, or the way I understand it to be, hasn't been played right to date. And it's been the same old democratic process that we've inherited from independence till to date. And it's very obvious that it is not working for the masses. And I chose that theme to demonstrate that, look, if we want to be inclusive of the present demographics, we need to change that system. We need to change it on its head and disrupt it to be inclusive of the generation that makes up 51% of the voting public to date. We can't continue to provide the old system and expect them to be involved or to have a sentimental attachment to own the system. What I'm trying to do is to suggest we come up with a process that disrupts the electoral process and have them own the process themselves.
I have to ask, how would you assess the current state of democracy in Nigeria?
It really doesn't exist. Really. It's only democracy in name.
Okay.
And yeah, you said we've had the longest uninterrupted 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
If we add all the other little bits to it, it's time to change it for the better.
What do you mean?
It's time to change it. It's time to disrupt the process. It's time to, like I said, get all inclusive, provide a platform where everybody's vote will count, not just a restrictive few. We have to, in many ways, drop the barriers to entry and significantly reduce the cost of politicking in Nigeria.
In Nigeria, Lagos, let's talk. Everybody's already calling me. My phone lines have been going crazy since you started talking. The number to call is 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. What questions do you have for Kola Abiola? What do you think of his assessment of democracy today? We've got WhatsApp available as well for your messages. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We've got Adegoke in Lekki on the line. Adegoke, thank you very much for calling us.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Hi, Abiola Junior.
Hi, how are you? I'm more the carbon copy or zero copy.
Abi. Yeah, so I can't forget June 12, 1993. Then I was in secondary school and experienced all that while I'm going on.
So that makes you over 22 then?
Of course. I'm 50 right now. At least I was in secondary school though, so I knew what I experienced then.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still a bit young, but at least know what was happening now. So basically, Abiola really brought tribes together, you know, Muslim Christians. I'm a Christian and I loved Abiola then so much, you know.
Thank you.
Because I remember Abiola was actually distributing Bibles.
True.
I remember then.
True.
Then. Yes, I remember very clearly. You know, so it was a real gem.
Thank
and
you.
My question basically to you is, what, apart from the symposium and all that, what are you doing? Are you going to set up a political party, you know, that will at least enable us to also at least do it in remembrance of Abiola, at least vote for somebody that maybe even you. Yeah, that's my question.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
You see, I think it's not about, for many of us, everything we do is a means to an end. For Kola, it's not. It's just to complete something that started way back, came to an abrupt end in 1993. And I want to see that finished and completed. And I want to complete the democratic process. And that's why I'm doing this. Now, I want to hope that with this app, I can bring enough of our voices together under one umbrella. When I say enough of it, you're in that demographic for sure at 50. And if you bring enough of us together under one umbrella, speaking and talking to each other, hopefully we'll find common thread amongst us all, and I'm sure there is. We can now begin to debate and have that conversation. What do we do with that? With all these numbers we have, I'm hoping we can get. And I'm not kidding. I'm hoping we can get 30 million users on that platform, if not more. I hope we can average a reasonable amount per state to cover every state and every local government in Nigeria. And when we get talking, we hope from that we can breed new leadership from the app. And with that, we can now have new people to represent us, and we can elect our own. We will get to that discussion at the appropriate time. Once we have critical mass, we can now ask ourselves, what do we want to do with those numbers? How do we want to exercise the powers those numbers give us accordingly to change the whole process and be in charge and own it? And that's the objective there.
Now, I think we went a step ahead, because now you're talking about an app and talking about having users on this app. What app are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Tribe Niger app. It's a platform I started discussing 12 years back. Put pen to paper 10 years ago. Started on the app itself and developing the app again itself 2.5 years back. And we launched June 12th. We launched because I was beginning to get worried at the way things were going. We needed to speak with one voice and be seen in one voice. We've been exploited as individual groups, and our diversity over the years has been exploited to the detriment of all Nigerians, to be honest. And I felt with this, I can bring the next generation together. I can play. I've been through it before. I went through the process. I understand the process. And I hope with this, I can be in the middle of the road where I bring that demographic to the center, bring the older ones to the middle, and together, collectively, we can move forward and change the course of democracy and politics.
So you consider yourself a bridge?
That's what it is. It's always been a bridge. Yaradua was the first bridge. My dad completed that. Unfortunately, we didn't get past that. And I want to complete that bridge, at least bring everybody together and make sure that we are in all impasse, in inconclusive governance in Nigeria.
Okay. Lagos, let's keep those calls coming in. We've got Kola Abiola on the show with us today. He is the son of late Chief MKO Abiola GCFR, the only man ever elected in the Third Republic. And he's on the show today answering questions about democracy, talking to us about democracy, talking to us about what democracy means to his family, what is working with democracy today, what isn't working with democracy today. And you can ask your questions as well. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We're also streaming live on Facebook, so you can watch this interview, leave your comments and questions on Facebook as well. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. YouTube will also take comments there. Nigeria Info FM. Ini is in Lekki. Hello, Ini.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. I'm very well.
Thank you. And caller, good day.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. I just want to ask, how do you feel knowing that the circumstance surrounding your dad's death, how are you able to forgive and let go easily the way it is? Do you feel any kind of anger or towards what happened? And then secondly, do you think your dad would have, do you have any regrets wondering whether he would have taken another method just to achieve, reclaim his mandate or to claim his mandate?
Okay, thank you. Number one, I have absolutely no grievance. I have absolutely no, and my faith accepts outcomes. My faith accepts the fact that things would always work its course. My faith accepts the fact that irrespective of MKA going into politics and running for office, he would have died the very same day he died. My faith accepts the fact that as a true Muslim, everything was designed, orchestrated by God. What anybody does otherwise, it wouldn't change the course of history. They're just instruments in the wrong direction. That said, I don't regret the process, because today, what my father achieved in 59 years, going, it was almost 60 when he passed away, no African or Nigerian would ever surpass that. He achieved a lot more than anybody put together. What he has achieved is to give us a sense of collectiveness. And if that is what we get from this, alhamdulillah, that works for me. As to whether he should have taken another course post June 12th, but really, what other course would he have taken but to stand by his mandate and fight for that mandate? He did that, and he cost, objectivity at times, right? Or leadership at times means you have to be objective, even at a cost to yourself. And I think he took that, his leadership role, and the votes and everybody that voted for him, he took that to heart, and he fought a good fight, I want to believe, despite the outcome. I'm proud to have parents that I have. I'm thankful to them for the upbringing. I'm thankful to them by their show of example. And if I do any less than that, I think I won't be doing them too much good. And that's why, another reason why I think I should at least complete a true democratic process for Nigeria. And if this is my only contribution to it, alhamdulillah, I'm good with that. But I don't think it's too late. I think they fought for the unity of Nigeria, and I will continue to do that. And I hope the little efforts I make that and bring that to stay. That's important. I have no regrets. I'm not bitter. I'm sure the biggest onus is on the guys, the actors themselves. They have to go they have to wake up every morning and live with that. That's enough for them to think about for the rest of their lives.
We've got more people calling in with questions for caller. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma.
Good evening, sir.
God continue to bless and bless the man over there. Yeah,
thank you
very much. You have to use my name.
Okay.
The first election we ever have in this country, the best election. I don't think we can have that type of election again in this our country. The people that suffer for the masses, because they just kill all of them. And I cannot use the bad language. The people that are not suffering, they don't suffer anything. They are just enjoy the food labor of Abiola. May God forgive Abiola wherever he is. May God forgive his sins. Yeah, we are still watching. We pray for Abiola Junior to come out so that all of us can continue to support, giving all their future support. God bless you. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Samuel.
Hi, Samuel.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Kola Abiola.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah. I want to quickly ask you this question. May I know what you are doing for now? And the question is, do you think by insinuation you're already announcing that you want to be in politics? Do you think that political participation is the best way you can contribute in uplifting the welfare of the ordinary Nigerian?
Thank you.
That is one part of my question.
It's two parts.
The other side of my question is this.
Mm-hmm.
APC, do you think that its philosophy embraces that of SDP under which your father ran? And if not, what is missing in the political philosophy of APC that you want to share the gap? Otherwise, I want to ask you, are you a member of APC?
No, I'm not. I'm not a member of any political party to start with.
Okay.
I'm not a registered member of any party. I've refused to be participant in politics for the one reason, which was because I needed... The whole June 12th thing was ongoing. There was no end to it. And the only way an end can come to that would be for the recognition of my father's election.
Hmm.
and his victory at the election itself. And the, for me, the only way that recognition could come was giving him that GCFR, which was only done 2 years ago. And that's why I've not been a minister, not like I haven't been offered. That's why I haven't frayed into any political activity whatsoever. There's clamor to get involved, but for me, it's still, it was at that point, it was still unfinished business. Now, I didn't announce myself to, I was going into politics. What I'm saying is to create an environment where every Nigerian votes count, voter's vote will count. That's what I'm doing. What I didn't say I was into politics. I said this, I was a form in a party. What I want to do is set up a platform that we speak and keep Nigeria as one. We speak and appreciate the strength we have in the number we have, especially the 51% that are 18 to 42. If you can all come together, if you come together and vote 20 million of you on Facebook and Big Brother, I'm sure you can put 20 million of you together and make it impact your lives by making sure you put that power and vote to work. That's what I'm saying. Let me give you the platform to know that you have that kind of value and power in those numbers. And then you can have a discussion as to how we apply those numbers. And that's what I'm trying to do. I've not said I was going into politics. I haven't said I would, I'm not a player. The best example I can give is Shehu Yar'Adua that set up started PF, ran for office, was banned, never got to be president. My father came in, never become the president. So it's an endless thing. You have to, it has to be, it has, there has to be an objective. And my own objective is to bring as many of the kids and the age group together to really change Nigeria. Have a stake in it. Cut your skin in the game. That's what I'm, I want to create that opportunity. And that's what I'm doing.
Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're about to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll be back from this break at 5:43. And when we come back from this break, we'll keep talking to Kola Abiola. Kola Abiola's family is tied to Democracy Day itself. Their family's legacy is tied to Democracy Day itself. His father, late Chief MK Abiola, GCFR, was the only man ever elected president in the Third Republic. And on June 12th, he organized a symposium with the theme, This Thing Called Democracy. And he's joined us today to take a look at our 22 years of uninterrupted civilian government at all levels. We're looking ahead at the next 22 years. So we're looking at where we've come from. We're looking at where we are. We're also looking at what should come next. It's a continuation of our democracy series here on Hard Facts. And we're talking to different Nigerians about the state of democracy today. What's working, what's not working, what they hope democracy will look like in the future as we approach 2023. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Keep those calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We will carry on this conversation as soon as it is 5:43. So Lagos, don't go too far.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we've got on the show with us today, Kola Abiola. What would you like to ask him? I told you that the Fourth Republic has lasted longer than all previous republics combined. We've had uninterrupted civilian government at all levels for 22 years. And as we look ahead to the next 22 years, it's good to take a look at where we've come from, where we are, and what should come next. On June 12th, Kola Abiola organized a symposium with the theme, This Thing Called Democracy, where he gathered young people like myself to talk about democracy. And then he also talked about an app, a platform that he's creating for Nigerians to get on called Tribe. Am I
Tribe
right?
Tribe Niger.
All right. So, you know, you've talked about it a little bit. And I have to ask you, I mean, what good will a platform like that do in the face of, say, no electoral reform? reforms, right? So if Nigeria doesn't amend the Electoral Act, if we don't have electoral reforms, we will probably not have credible elections in 2023. If we have that in place, I mean, what good will a platform like Tribe do?
Okay, thank you. That's a very good point, actually. One of the biggest things, or one of the biggest strategies I had to develop running the Hope 93 elections was, how do I convert the popularity of MKO to votes?
So you ran the Hope 93 elections?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did the strategic planning, execution of that election,
okay,
as a team. And anybody out there today that's been involved in politics knows what I did at a tender age of 29 back then. So I've taken that experience. I've taken my experience from 1979, going around with my late father under MPN, to develop something that I think still allows for grassroots politics.
Right.
Now, like I said, the biggest difficulty was converting that popularity to votes. MKO was known across the length and breadth of Nigeria as a giver, changing the lives of people. He was known to support sports, education. He was known to support the young. Then he gave you an opportunity to create and be heard. There's nobody out there today who doesn't recognize that bit. So what I'm trying to do with this is, first of all, bring us together on the app, Tribe Nigeria. If you're on Android, you go to the Google Play to download it. If it's iOS, Apple, you go to the App Store, download that. Is to create a collection of voices, a collection of young minds to come together. And hopefully on that platform, you would speak to each other. We would talk about the issues. We will come up with our own solutions to that issues. And hopefully from there, we can collectively appreciate ourselves and create a critical mass that begins to impact our daily lives politically. What am I talking about there? I'm talking about a scenario where we come together as Nigerians from all local governments, from all states, from all ethnic groups, from all religion, speak to each other, come together and see what we have in common. And hopefully we would have a number that is close to making a difference and asserting power. Now, how does that work for politics? At the, like I said earlier on, at the appropriate point, once we have the critical mass, which I honestly don't see why we can't get 20 million or more on that app, we're going to ask ourselves, what do we do with those numbers? How do we use those collective numbers to change direction of politics? And let us begin to elect ourselves into office to make that change.
Okay.
This would give you the power to do that.
Okay.
You will reach everybody. It's a bit cheaper. We will definitely have zero barriers to entry.
Okay.
But also it will help you cut tremendously the cost of politicking in Nigeria.
Okay.
We will map you down to your local government.
Okay.
You will know what you have right on the platform. The number of tribians, as they call it, or tribe members on the platform in every election you want to run. And we can even help you with analytics. We can help you with a dashboard to show your demographic, where you're lacking, amongst which voters you're short. Maybe you have to target your campaign to more women, if there are more well-registered women in your
constituency,
and so on and so forth. We will give you all the tools you require from the data to make it a cheaper election for you to win. And you will reach as many people as possible.
That's the hope, anyway.
That's the hope.
All right. Yeah. Well, the next 15 minutes of the show, which includes the last 4 minutes, are brought to you by UNICAF. UNICAF is the leading online platform offering affordable, quality higher education. It's interesting that Ms. Abiola mentions education as one of the core issues of Nigeria. So let's listen to our sponsors and then come back and take your calls.
Are you ready to be a leader? At UNICAF, we are here to inspire and help you make an impact as you thrive for success. Take advantage of our exclusive 300 British MBA scholarships valid until the end of June 2021 with an internationally recognized online MBA from the University of East London or the University of Suffolk. You can accelerate your career. Call us on 07000-111-000. That is 07000-111-000 to help you jump start today with UNICAF. You can.
Lagos. Let's take your calls. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 01465-7190. That number is for women. And then 0700-993-993-993 is for men. We've got Mike, who says, I'm happy you want to complete what your father started. I've never voted in my life, but if you come forward, I will vote for you. Mike, thank you very much for your message. We've got somebody who's asking, why has it taken Kola so long to come out into the public? Even the seasonal Jimmy Agbaje was more popular than him before now. We love MKO, but Kola's obvious oblivion is not good for MKO's political dynasty and legacy. I think he has a background to leverage on, given his father's legacy. Kola, what do you say to that?
Thank you. Like I explained earlier on, I deliberately didn't get involved. I for me, June 12 was not complete till there was recognition given to MKO for winning that election. That was done 2 years ago. And that 2 years ago, I've been working on this app, like I said. And this is my face back. And besides that, I've always been a very private person anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is my own contribution to the
democratic space.
Yes.
Yakubu in command. Hello, Yakubu, welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, thanks for calling.
It's a pleasure speaking to Kola Abiola this evening. Your father was a great man, a very great man.
Thank you.
So at the same time, I met him once. As I'm around 93, I think it was before the elections.
Okay.
I came to your house with a customer of yours. Your father asked me, what's my problem? I was sitting among a crowd of people. He asked this one, they will explain their problem. They asked, it got to my turn. I just told him, thank you very much. I had no problem. I came in with somebody. He said, the man with a large heart, a very large heart. And I'd like to follow up this, your movement. Apart from the app, is there another way we can get across to you?
All right, Yakubu, thank you very much.
I think the easiest way to reach me is probably that app, and I don't know if I'm allowed to give my numbers over the
app. No, you're not allowed to.
I didn't think so.
Because you could get crazy people call you. We've got Samuel on WhatsApp. He's in Ijagu, who says, how do you want to handle the current breed of politicians who will do anything to preserve the status quo?
Yeah, that's not for me to do. It's for us to do collectively. And I want to hope I create a platform that allows us to do that. They say one tree cannot make a forest in many ways. But at the same time, like my father would say, don't allow them to continue to shave your head without, in your absence. Let us come together. Let us create the power and the numbers to make that difference. And then we will put the greed to shame for sure.
Jeremiah Ayodele from Surulere says, I reside in Ijesha Tedo Precise. Oh, no, that's not for this particular conversation. Prince says, what's the app? The app is called Tribe
Niger.
Right, Tribe Niger.
Okay. Google Play and Apple Store.
We've got Adebayo from Surulere, who says, I'm a classmate and friend of your brother, Deji, at staff school. I was part of the campaign team. I agree with you absolutely. We're still miles away from true democracy. I'm very happy to work with you on this project to achieve the goals, dreams of your family for true democracy in Nigeria. So let me have your contact. The only true free fair election we've ever had in Nigeria was the June 12th. All others have been counterfeit and selections. I'm very delighted that you are embarking on this wonderful journey for the sake of your family, all meaningful Nigerians, our children and future. May the Almighty Allah continue to bless, protect, guard, guide and support you and your wonderful family always.
I mean, I'm also ex-staff school myself. So I must know who that person is for sure.
We've got Gideon in Satellite Town. Hello, Gideon.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Kola, good evening. Oh.
Good evening, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We thank God that we are hearing your voice on from Nigeria Info.
Alhamdulillah.
And I've been listening to you. People have been saying Abiola was a great man, although then I was in JSS1 or so.
Mm.
And I've been hearing the news, you know, Abiola wants to become president. And all of us, we are rejoicing because of what they were saying concerning him.
Mm.
So we thank God for his life, though he's no more here, but at least he's with us by his grace. So, but the question I want to ask,
yes,
is he after that, for how many years now that we said we're in a democracy government? I can't see any democracy for now, as of today, in the last 20 or 22 years. Well, the question I want to ask is that, assuming the MKO had become the president, if he had become the president when the election was not annulled and he was now the president, the question I want to ask that, would he have been ruled better than what we are seeing today? That is the question I want to ask.
All right, Gideon. We're going to take Namdi's call and then you can address both. Mm-hmm. Namdi is in Okota. He's a first-time caller. Namdi, how are you?
Thank you. Fine.
Very quickly, if you have a question, go straight. Yeah. We're out of time.
First, I would like to thank caller for coming in.
Mm. Thank you.
Secondly, the major problem we have now, there are just two. One, we need to embrace electronic voting massively. Mm-hmm. Both your station needs to be speaking up in that regard. Caller needs to also do the same. Secondly, this sensitization, he also needs to go about educating the masses, because most of them don't know that their votes count. But with e-voting and with proper sensitization like this, the INEC registration that is about to happen now will become a success, and we can achieve a lot through that.
Mm.
I believe that Nigerians have what it takes to turn around the system.
Absolutely.
We can work as a team. Thank you.
Namdi, thank you very much. You. One of the reasons why people do not know their votes count is because the quality of education isn't very great. Incidentally, our sponsor on this segment of Hard Facts, UNICAF, is a leading online higher education provider.